Bear hunter Jared Secondo puts out about 1,000 pounds of bait, and I got into a dialogue with him. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
You set the bait out, and the bears just get into a pattern or a habit of coming to that site, which then will make it easier to find them when you're on the hunt. Is that a fair assessment?
Right, yeah. So you don't have to rely so much on a lead dog being able to sniff a bear out off the road, maybe. You can keep your dogs all kenneled up, and you just run through your bait systematically. And if you got one hit, then you let the dogs go, and typically it works out pretty well.
So a big part of the hunting adventure for you and other successful hunters is really the preparation and the setup.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, that's for sure. It might seem simple once the bait's down and you have trained dogs, but you got to realize it takes years to train and have experienced dogs that know what they're doing. And just getting the bait into the area where we hunt is quite the task. I got to drive as far as I can by truck with a trailer and snowmobile on it, and then my whole pickup bed loaded up with bait. And once I can't drive anymore, I got to drop the snowmobile, load as much bait onto the sled as I can, and start making trips over the summit. I meet a guy, he's got a property way back there, and he flies in early spring. He's got four-wheelers back there, so I meet him at the snow line on the other side. He picks up the bait. We just systematically get it over the summit, set the baits, and go from there.
By the way, baiting bears is legal in Idaho. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.